In this video, we're going to look at the new Generate from Usage features as part of Visual Studio 2010. I'm going to start off by creating a class library project. We're going to call it Simple Stack Lib. And we're going to add to this solution a test project. And we'll call this project Test Project 1. And we don't need this default class implementation that they give us. So we'll go ahead and delete it. We're going to start with an empty library. And we're going to start with our unit tests. Now this is a simple stack implementation, not a reference stack implementation, but something that'll suit us for this demonstration. We're going to start off with a simple test when a stack is created. It is empty. Inside my test, I create an instance of my simple stack class, simple stack equals. Now notice that when I hit the space bar, IntelliSense has been improved to give us simple stack as one of the selections, and it is in fact the default selection. We'll choose that. Then we will check the isEmpty property and do an assertion. So assert is true, stack is empty. Okay, that's our first test. Now you can see that simple stack has not been defined, so I'm going to put my cursor inside simple stack and I'm going to press one of my favorite hotkeys, control period, to bring up this menu. Now in the past, Visual Studio has given us this option to generate a class. If I choose this, it in fact does generate a class for us, but it generates that class inside our test project, which in every instance, or almost every instance, is completely unacceptable. Instead of having to move this over, we're going to use a new feature called Generate New Type. When I select this option, I get a different dialog altogether. This one asks me for more information about how I want to create this class. I can choose from different accessors. I can choose different kinds, so I could even create an interface here if I wanted to. And most importantly, I can specify where I want it to go. So we'll choose Simple Stack Lib. We want to create a new file. We could also add it to an existing file if we really wanted to do that. We'll choose OK here. Now I can see up in my project, here's Simple Stack, and it's been defined. It's still empty, which is good. That's where we're going to start. Now, is empty. Control period. It gives me the opportunity to generate a property stub or a field stub. Now, I can generate a field. If I go to that property now, it just creates a public field. Not usually what we want, again, but that's an option we have available to us. Go back over here and recreate it. This time we're going to choose a property stub. Okay. Now let's navigate over to this. In our case, we don't want a setter, and our getter, just for now, return true. Okay. Now our test will pass. Let's give them a run. We'll recompile everything, and we'll do Control R A to run all tests in our project. And notice down here, test run completed, and we passed. That's our first test. And we'll go back. We're going to create a new test method. I'm going to use the code snippet test M to generate a test method. We'll call this when I push an item onto the stack, it is no longer empty. Okay, so now we're going to go create an instance of our simple stack class again. And this time we need to create a method. Now we'll check to see if isEmpty returns false. Okay. Now this won't compile because I haven't defined this push method, so let's go in and do that. And when I choose Generate Method Stub this time, it takes me over to this method stub. So now I can build a very simple implementation here. Now when I run my tests, I can see that one of my tests fails. Jump right to that. Oh yes, we forgot to fix isEmpty. So we can jump over to isEmpty. And now we can instead return list.count is equal to 0. We rebuild. Rerun. And all of our tests pass.